A plethora of water issues fill the minds of many Wisconsinites. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz takes us to one community northwest of Milwaukee that has strategically taken steps to try to ensure sustainable drinking water. We visit the village of Richfield and the scientist who spearheaded the proactive project.
Doug Chirkauer and his family moved to Richfield, located in rural Washington County, nearly 23 years ago. Back then, 9,600 people lived there. It's clear as we drive its winding roads, Chirkauer knows practically every inch of its 36-square-mile rolling landscape that falls within Wisconsin's Kettle Moraine.
There are all these meltwater channels all through the community. So this will be full of sand and gravel, which was being carried by the meltwater. We've got all kinds of kettles.
Almost immediately, Chirkauer started monitoring the levels of his family's well, something he's expert at. He's a hydrogeologist and now a UW-Milwaukee emeritus professor. Everyone in Richfield relies on private wells for water. That's true of close to 1.7 million Wisconsinites.
Typically, groundwater gets overutilized more than surface water does. Because you can't see it, so you don't see the problem developing.
Chirkauer's well was doing just fine, but he knew more people would be drawn to Richfield's landscape. Adding more and more private wells could jeopardize the resource for everyone.
So I started talking to the town board. It was a town at that time. And it took me about 6 years to convince them that we really needed to start a monitoring program.
But convince the board, Chirkauer did. The Jankowskis, who live at Richfield's southwest corner, were among the first to sign up for Chirkauer's groundwater study. Jim Jankowski said he and his wife were new to the community and to private well ownership.
I didn't know much about wells. I didn't know much about septic systems and that stuff. It was a chance to monitor the water levels.
Jankowski says he's come to realize how unique and precious Richfield's underground water resource is. Fellow well study participant Marty Butarek lives at the northern edge of Richfield at one of its highest points. He'd been worrying about how a large sand and gravel operation might impact his well.
There's a gigantic quarry, and the instinctive thought is that the quarry would suck all of our water away. You know, that one day they would just go deep enough and all the water would just go down. And that was a real worry, and we talked about it as a neighborhood. Seeing the results of the water alleviates those concerns of the water testing and monitoring.
Over the last 15 years, hydrogeologist Doug Chirkauer painstakingly monitored more than 40 private wells scattered throughout Richfield. Six times a year, he'd pop out to each well, stick a water level measure tape down into it, and check its levels. Now Richfield is transitioning from Chirkauer's hands-on technique to state-of-the-art acoustic technology developed by a Milwaukee startup called WellIntel. Chirkauer says it takes readings, but way more often, twice a day.
Transmits the reading into the house where there's a gateway. Then it's sent up to the cloud, and it comes back with a depth to water. So now we're getting much better data.
Chirkauer says Richfield is in the unique position of being able to control its groundwater.
Just by happenstance of geology.
And good policy, says Jim Healy. He's Richfield's village administrator.
Being able to actually have quantifiable data in order to support your basis for controlling land use, which is what we do with our zoning code now, and our future land use plan by making sure that, you know, we're not developing at greater than 3 acres density, so we don't have some issues that other communities might have where they run low or run out of water entirely.
Right now, Richfield's population is hovering at 12,000. Healy says based on what they've learned about its groundwater supply, the village can support up to 20,000 residents. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.